So this week I'm moving up the podcast one day earlier compared to pushing out a podcast on a Monday, which I've been consistent with since 2024. Now, there's a reason why I've used consistent, and I'm going to get to that in a second. So I'm going to be like busy in studio from tomorrow till Wednesday, and I'm uncertain, not sure yet, but I'll have an opportunity on Thursday and Friday to actually push out a podcast. Now, why did I emphasize on consistency when I started off this podcast? So about 2 weeks ago, I mentioned with you guys a huge milestone for the Kino as a podcast that we are now at number one on the Feedspot charts. And then I went into the metrics. I went into the ratings. What am I actually measured on as a podcaster? And one of the points was consistency. Like, a lot of people think if you're at the top of the charts, it's all about vanity metrics. It's never the case 90% of the time. One of the points was consistency. If I keep to my consistency each and every single week, that guarantees me that I will be in the top three of the Feedspot charts. So I have to think on my feet. Yeah, I can't do a podcast tomorrow. Let me do it today. And of course, I don't want to be criticized on this because I always talk about keeping to a schedule each and every single day and just having a plan. You know, it's no good just having an idea. You need to have a plan for the week ahead, for the month ahead. And look, I'm guilty of not always being 100% accurate with that at times, because, you know, when you're running an independent label and independent career, it can become quite hectic. So you have to think on your feet a lot. So keep to a plan for the day, for the week, but also learn to think on your feet. And that's the thing about the educational system, you know, doesn't teach you how to think on your feet. All it does is it teaches you how to pass. And then you reach a roadblock, there's red tape, you fail at something, you don't know how to think on your feet, especially psychologically and with your emotions. In that example. So I just need to remain consistent, you know, with the podcast. So in this short podcast for today, if there's anything I want to emphasize with you guys again is consistency. Be consistent with your life. Like, if I was not consistent in 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, that's 4 years of my life in building Posh My Gosh Records and being so comfortable and confident of where the label is now with regards to music publishing and production, if I was not consistent for those 4 years, I won't have the foundation I do have now. There wouldn't be the Kino as a consulting agency sharing all my experience and knowledge and education with you guys. And it wouldn't be all these dope feature opportunities / projects that we have at the moment. There wouldn't be Rick Ross featured on a track, Dizzy Wright featured on a track. There wouldn't be Sean Kingston featured on a track. There wouldn't be a Snoop Dogg feature project coming up. And on Thursday, I posted on all the platforms that we also have a Bizarre feature project coming up. Now, to a lot of you guys are probably wondering, like, who the fuck is Bizarre? But I know, I guarantee that you guys know who Eminem is. And Bizarre is actually one of Eminem's close buddies. He is one of the members of iconic rap group D12, Dirty Dozen. And it doesn't matter what your age group is, if you are into Eminem and you are into rap music, you will know who D12 is. And it's so sentimental, both for my team and I, Mario Francisco, more specifically, and myself, because we grew up listening to Eminem, D12, and all these guys, listening to Bizarre, listening to Proof, rest in peace. And their music factored us like on a deep level. Like, I think about like all the phases of anxiety and depression, or, you know, my thoughts just being all over the place, or my family against me, or my friends against me, or the haters. Their music, you know, aligned with me and gave me that direction that I needed to get to where I am now, to not stop believing in myself and my, you know, my greatness within me, my musical greatness and what I can do and what I can be, and just to keep pushing on, just never giving up. So it's a sentimental project, and it's one of the first tracks that will be released this year. I know I posted about the Snoop Dogg feature first, but that's only going to be coming up later on, with production only starting in March. And why we actually pushing for the Bizarre track to be released first is that is going to be the release of Mario Francisco's solo career as an artist. What a way. Like, what a way to actually launch your career. And this is just all the dope shit that we're doing right now at the Kino as a consulting agency, that we're doing at the Posh My Gosh group overall. This is the opportunities that we've created for independent artists to just shine and grow and enter the industry with a bang like no other locally. Just wow. Just wow. I just got so much gratitude to God, to the universe, to my family, to my team, to my network of dope producers and just dope everyone within the industry at the moment. You know, as I always say and post about, we're in the era of collaboration. So build a solid network and collaborate. That's how we all move forward. So that's what's up. So consistency. You know, if there's anything you can take away from the introduction of this podcast today, is consistency. So as I did say, it's going to be a short podcast. And I'm just going to go through really quickly the lesson or takeaway today, besides what I'm going to share with you guys on Music Business Worldwide, is consistency. So I'm going to share with you guys the top five trends according to Music Business Worldwide that's been happening throughout the week. So one topic that has not died as yet is the dispute between Universal Music Group and TikTok. So number one on the list is Warner Music Group posts its biggest ever quarter, with boss Robert Kenk saying he's confident that Universal and TikTok will resolve their spat. They are in negotiations at the moment, so let's see what does come of it. If TikTok wants to remain relevant within the music space, because keep in mind TikTok moved from short video content to long video content, and now we got TikTok Music. If they want to remain relevant, they need to have Universal Music's catalog in their platform. Like, it's just a good business move. So they need to actually come to an agreement to actually meet Universal Music Group's demands, but demands that's actually going to benefit the whole entire music economy worldwide. Number two, Spotify paid out $9 billion to music right holders in 2023, $9 billion, equivalent to 63% of its annual revenues. Now, I know that Spotify has taken like a lot of criticism over the years of not paying rights holders, you know, great amounts. I mean, till date, we're still getting paid less than a penny. But I've always been on both sides of the stick, where, look, I support Spotify for what they brought to the table of eliminating privacy and all the tools available. And all the same tools are now just becoming more and more available in all the other DSPs. But they've always been seen as stealing money from artists. And then you get the dispute that TikTok is in. And it's quite funny when you look at the humor and how this article actually started. It goes, right now, the CEO of TikTok is probably sitting at home, watching the show, eating an ice cream, crying, seeing all of his execs in one room. And you know what, TikTok? Shame on you. Shame on you for ripping all of these artists. How dare you do that? Pause. That's Spotify's job. So Spotify has always been seen as the one ripping artists, but now TikTok now sees themselves in quite a predicament here if Spotify is paid out $9 billion. Number three, why indie record labels are backing Universal Music Group action on TikTok. Obvious as well. I mean, Posh Magosh Group, we posted this week that we support Universal Music Group because we want the equivalent amount in return when it comes to payment. We are giving value as a music economy to all of these social platforms and to all of these DSPs. We need value in return because we are not talking, you know, small money here. We are talking millions and billions of dollars that these social platforms and these DSPs actually generate because people are always using sounds from creators. So all we want in return is fairness. You know, the article ends off with the quote saying, in an industry that is systematically that systematically underpays artists and labels, TikTok's payment methodology is uniquely disadvantageous. So it is, honestly speaking, it is. You know, everyone knows that we are underpaid, artists are underpaid, and that is why we are all backing Universal Music Group to find this balance between us and them. You know, both parties do need each other. You know, as an artist, I can't say, or as a label, I can't say that I don't need the social platforms, I don't need the DSPs, I do, but they also need us. So how about some fairness there? Number four is Tom March appointed chairman and CEO of Capital Music Group. So the previous CEO did step down last week. Number five, New Mountain Capital Led Group closes acquisition of BMI. So I shared with you guys last year an article stating that BMI, Performance Rights Organization in the US, is going private. And I said I was against it. And I said that PRO should always remain as a government organization. And now it's going private with an acquisition deal done by New Mountain Capital. So I guess once again this week, you know, the dispute between Universal Music Group and TikTok is still trending, like highly trending at the moment when it comes to the music economy. Besides that, nothing major happening that I can share with you guys, you know, that can educate you on how to align yourself. But always do stay informed anyway. You know, that is why I'm here personally, just to keep you guys informed with the best language or best caliber that I know how. Like, it's crazy how, and this is one of the things that was actually communicated by my consulting coach this week in a memo. You know, there's times where I can really confuse people when it comes to my writing. Then there's times I can really confuse people when it comes to how I speak. And at times I can just be like, what the fuck? What do I say? What don't I say? Because I am trying to reach out to the average guys as well. You know, sometimes you guys can read one of my blogs or you can read one of my posts and not understand a word that I'm saying. Look, it's understandable. And then also sometimes coming on the podcast, I don't want to confuse you guys. You know, it was this week that I was chilling out and this random average guy approaches me from the street. And I'm thinking to myself, like, who is this guy? And he's like, yo, Kino, King, nice to finally meet you. And I don't know this guy. And really, does this happen? Of course, you know, you get the messages here and there and so on, but really, does it happen on the streets of Benoni? And I mean, you can look at it with the data. You know, I'm doing much more well in other countries compared to South Africa overall, but I still remain here because I see the potential and I'm in this to get people on the same level as me. But anyway, back to the story of this week. So this guy approaches me, he's like, yo, Kino King, nice to meet you. I was just listening to your podcast. And in my mind, I'm like, what the fuck? And I mean, this is like an average guy. You know, average guy hustling, you can call him how they would love to label them, which I absolutely hate, like general worker. You know, like, that's so, like, demotivating, you know, when you label people that. But anyway, you know, average guy. And this is a guy who's listening to the podcast. So now, of course, now coming on here, like, I try to keep things as basic as possible. I do my best not to talk too fast. I do my best not to use overwhelming, overcomplicated, complex words. You know, just saying that alone, you know, can confuse someone. Like, what the fuck does complex mean? But yeah, I do my best to keep it basic and just get to the point. But if there's anything that you do not understand, and trust me, I'm not going to bully you for this, please reach out to me and be like, and reference it to the podcast episode. Be like, Kino, I listened to your podcast on Sunday. I do not understand this. Can you please, like, explain it to me? I am not going to bully you for that. And once you fully understand that, and then you want to take it further, yeah, then I'm going to bill you. Then you come in, you see me, we have a consultation, and we take it from there. But if there's something that you do not understand on the podcast, please hit me up. Hit me up via email, kino.isaac@poshmagoshgroup.co.za. Hit me up on one of my pages, and I will be more than willing to explain anything that you do not understand within the podcast. So that is it. Quick. We are approaching 14 minutes, quick podcast for this week, just to remain consistent, you know, with the podcast and with you guys. So yeah, I will catch you in the next podcast episode next week, Monday. Peace out.